One day, in the Kingdom of Letters, there was a problem in the Land of D. Darcy the Duck and Daffy the Dragon were worried about their unusual children. Darcy Duck said to her friend Daffy the Dragon, "I'm very worried about Doris, my youngest. She isn't as pretty as Denise, Daphne and Dennis Duck. She's not a lovely yellow colour with soft, fluffy down and feathers, and she can't even swim. On top of that, she is nearly 3 times as big as she should be. And what's more, she has a hard kind of scaly skin. I'm afraid she'll turn out to be a giant duck." "Well, that's very funny," said Daffy the Dragon. "I'm worried too. My youngest, Deirdre, is so much smaller and weaker than David, Dwayne and Diane. And her skin is not even green or hard. When they practice the dragon dance, well, she just can't snort smoke. She just seems like a duck out of water. I mean, she prefers to sit in the bath while the others hate the water. I just don't know what to do." After dinner was over, Daffy said, "Oh, please watch my children do the dragon dance." All the baby dragons lined up. They started moving their feet up and down, and then they ran forward, flapping their little tiny wings and snorting little rings of smoke out of their noses. Whoosh and whoosh and whoosh, all the way down to the smallest baby dragon at the end. But try as she might, she could not manage a whoosh and blow smoke, and she started to cry. Just then, Darcy Duck's youngest, biggest baby duckling started hiccuping. And each time she hiccuped, she covered her mouth. But a little snort of smoke came out of her nose. She tried to say, "Excuse me," but the smoke just grew thicker. Suddenly, she jumped up, stamped her feet like the baby dragons had been doing, ran over to join them, and started doing the dragon dance. By now, the little guy who couldn't blow fire started to cry. And as he did, he cried, "Quack, quack." And then both Daffy the Dragon and Daisy the Duck realized that their babies must have got swapped somehow. And then both the baby dragon and the baby duck ran over to their proper mothers, who gave them big kisses and hugs. The problem of the unusual babies had been solved. And as the sun set on the Kingdom of Letters, all the children went to bed happy.